My name is Nicole Baron, and you're listening to The Woo Woo Report, a weekly podcast where we celebrate the woo woo lifestyle and dig deeper to get our mystical questions answered. It's almost Halloween.
Ooh, it is. It's my favorite. I love Halloween, even in the sense, like, now I'm more in tune in a way with my culture and my cultures, my native ancestry and my Celtic ancestry. But even when I was growing up, my mom and I just loved Halloween. I loved dressing up. I loved all the decoration. I loved trick-or-treating. I loved everyone really getting into spirits in the spiritual world. You know, when I was little, my gifts were pretty, like, they were supported. My mom didn't make it, like, a weird thing. I just didn't know how to nurture them correctly. But I loved cemeteries and scary movies and things like that, and death, and when people cross over, what's on the other side, and ghosts, and all of those things. So I love Halloween, even in the sense of, like, the commercialized version of it, right? The pumpkin patches and, you know, pumpkin carving parties, which I know has, like, deeper, I know all of this has, like, deeper history and things like that, but I still also love the modern commercialized way of it. I think it's fun. And on today's episode, I really want to talk about the veil. The veil, you know, we always talk, or you always see stuff about the veil, is it's thinnest right now. And how I want to talk about the veil isn't a down comforter the rest of the time. We can sometimes feel that way, right? But it's not a down comforter the rest of the time. So this is my take on, aside from why the veil is the thinnest, my belief of why the veil is thinnest, or at least what I feel, like the energy that I feel about it. So a lot of cultures have different holidays right now, honoring the dead and our crossed over loved ones in spirit and things like that in general. But I really believe it's the conscious awareness of it, even if the way that you celebrate is in the modern commercialized way, we are still having this conscious shift and this collective consciousness about all of that, about, you know, the more older traditions around it, and about spirits and spirits and crossed over loved ones. So to me, it's that this conscious, like, awareness about it, that shift, that energy of it's just vibrating so much. And so when I look at the veil as the thinnest, to me, it's because we are allowing these blocks, or sort of these drains we may put in around spirit in this time, to kind of open up and flow, things flow more fluidly in a lot of ways. Our energy is attracting a lot more of it. We're more open to receiving. It's, and I don't want to dismantle, you know, there's the socially acceptable thing. Like, this time of year, it's more socially acceptable, right? A lot of us do this work all year long, but this is the time it's a lot more socially acceptable. We have the reminders outside about it. We're seeing, we're visually stimulated about it. People are talking about it more. It's just a conscious awareness is bringing that up, and conscious thinking and things like that. So to me, that's why that helps make the veil very thin, and we're more open to these things. That's my belief. So when we're in a space, though, where maybe you're like, well, let's get back to that down comfort of veil thing. Let's go back a little bit. So that really comes up to, there's a lot more that I see personally about wanting to connect with spirit, whether it's crossed over loved ones or wanting to connect with guides or angels, just spirit. Beings that are not in a physical human body anymore. Crossed over animals too, right? So just beings that are not in a physical body, in a human body right now. So there's a big shift of interest in that. And I want to dismantle some beliefs maybe that I've experienced, because, you know, when I was little, I was pretty in tune with it. I was just really more open to it, I guess. And then as I got older, I definitely I repress my gifts. I repress my gifts for social reasons and then some other fears and just some things that I was taught about it. I repress my gifts. A lot of fears, limiting beliefs, blocks, trauma, wounds, lots of things that rolled up to repress my gifts. And then I tap back into them, and it did take work. Not always. Some people, there's just so many ways that people, when it comes to mediumship, that their gifts open or maybe just were never closed and are just nurtured more, making more connection time for it, holding more space for it. So there's varying different ways people could tap into gifts. Tyler Henry, he's a medium, really popular medium. I really enjoyed his book. He started seeing them. I think it was his grandmother, started seeing his grandmother when she passed or before she passed. And he really nurtured his gifts for most of his life. From what I gathered from the book, he didn't really have to shut them down. He maybe wasn't as vocal about them. I think he told his mother. She was really open to it for the most part, I believe. Father, I think he didn't tell right away, but really check out the book. I really enjoyed that book. Anyways, he didn't really shut them down. So the gifts maybe were more fluid and he was more open to this. He didn't have like things to work through about the gifts. I mean, he did, but not maybe to a degree of someone who shuts them down for an extended amount of time. I also know people will get in a near-life experience. I know people get in a near-death experience and they will see spirits more and communicate with spirits more, and that'll create a shift for them. But we can always, like for me as a medium, I consider myself a glorified telephone and a translator for spirit. But we can always be open to receiving signs from spirit. So if you're feeling more called this time of year, especially, it's just there's things around, right? Even just Halloween decorations, I feel like, are a sign that reminding us to connect with spirits. And so it's just kind of in our conscious waking life more, right? We have kind of a more conscious viewpoint of spirit and crossed over loved ones. So if you are feeling drawn to connect with spirit, I'm not going to go so much into, this is how you do it safely and that sort of stuff. That would be a different episode. Really suggest researching that, setting the space and make sure you feel safe and protected when you do your work, because I know that's a big fear for a lot of people. So make sure that you are setting yourself up in a safe space. But when it comes to crossover loved ones, I call upon specific crossover loved ones, asking them for signs. There's a book called Signs by Laura Jackson. I believe her name is Laura Jackson. Let me double check really fast. Yes, Laura Lynn Jackson has a book called Signs. I actually sent it a copy to my mother-in-law. She was wanting to connect with her parents more, but, I haven't done a mediumship reading on her. And some people just don't want to go to medium, and I 100% respect that, right? It's very intimate relationships you have with your crossed-over loved ones, whether it's family or friends or a pet. Like, I totally get it. So if you're still wanting to connect with crossed-over loved ones, or let's say you went to medium and you still want to hear from them, though, check out the book Signs. I'm not going to go over deep into it because I really want all these people's works to be supported. But you can always ask for signs from your crossed over loved ones. My mom, because I think people also think as a medium, and this is, every medium's different too, right? Like we have different clairs that are stronger than the other. We see spirit in different ways. My mediumship abilities, it's not like ghost whisper for me. I know there's mediums out there that just see like dead people walking around. I don't. It happens every now and then. It's not a common occurrence for me. I see a lot of things out of the corner of my eyes, but mostly even when I'm doing readings, my eyes are closed because that's how I see the pictures, is with my eyes closed, or I can see the person, or I see angel energies a certain way, or baby energy is a certain way, or animal energy, and all of it looks and feels different. So for me, I don't sit and talk to my mom in a mediumship, like reading for her and I for like an hour every single day. I have other roles and responsibilities and things like that. It's just not something I prioritize. And so I want to hear from her, though, every day, right? I want to know she's around me. Especially sometimes these signs will show up if I ask her for specific signs for a certain thing and I want her confirmation about something. But also I just like knowing that she's there. Like, I know she's there, right? But the sign helps me get that confirmation. And I really love confirmation from spirit. I do believe it's very important. So I ask my mom to show me a mermaid every day. And I see a mermaid every day. And no, it's not like a mermaid, someone in a mermaid costume walking down the street, but it's getting closer to Halloween, so maybe that'll be something that I see in front of my house one day. But I will either see it on a piece of artwork, or I will see a post of a mermaid, or going through like my son's book one time, or out at the grocery store and I see it on a card. And it's not like I'm looking for it. It's like I'll look up and it's there. I'm like, oh, I usually kind of forget too. I know it's a mermaid, but it'll just kind of show up in these times too when I need it the most. If I'm overthinking something or I'm feeling bummed out or stressed out about something or just missing her, I'll notice it. And I'll get more specific too because I'm like that and our relationship was a little cheeky. So I'll ask her. I've asked before. I was like, great. I love all these mermaid signs. This is great. Can you show me a purple mermaid today? Or the night before, I'll be like, tomorrow, can you show me a purple mermaid? And I will see a purple mermaid. So also you can get specific about it. Laura Lynn Jackson posted a post on her Instagram about a sign from her father, and she was very specific about it. And it showed up. I believe it was her father, but so, she wanted a sign from someone, and they made it happen. So I really love just being more open to signs from our crossover loved ones. If you are not wanting to reach out to a medium, or maybe you've worked with a medium and you want to continue just getting that confirmation from your crossed over loved ones. Sometimes mediums too. Sometimes I will, not always, but sometimes I will feel guided to share a way that the spirit will kind of show me how they reach out to that person with signs. And it could also be other stuff too. There is other ways. It's not always maybe something visual. It can be a song. It can be like certain, I'm trying to think of other ones, but for me, it's mostly, I think, songs and then visual, something to see visual, because we're kind of just more in our waking conscious state to be open to receiving those. So, but you can make it more specific if you want to, but really check out that book. I really suggest it if you are really feeling drawn to connecting with your crossed over loved ones. So I wanted to talk a little bit again, the Veil Comforter, continuing this conversation, but some offerings that I have about that. I have a workshop that is on, it's a virtual workshop. It's on November 12th, and it is about shadow work around psychic and psychic mediumship abilities. I believe everyone is psychic. Everyone has some kind of psychic ability, and it's even just saying like intuition, right? Like we just know it's that gut feeling. We all have this extra sense that we can know or connect in some way. So I believe everyone's psychic. I do think everyone can be open to receiving, communicating with spirit. Maybe some people it may come really fast, some people it may take more work, but this workshop isn't like an open circle where we're going to like test your abilities. This is more because when I found when I was really starting to nurture my abilities more and strengthen them and wanting just to be clearer and feel more confident in them, if, you know, I had a reading and I didn't pick up on like in an open circle the details of the other circle, like it lowered my self-worth and my confidence and the other shadow aspects of myself and reaffirmed my limiting beliefs, right? So before, I think it's really helpful to look at all of these things before you start joining circles or workshops to really kind of like test out your abilities. So this is kind of more about what fears you have around your abilities or connecting with spirit, limiting beliefs, things with ego, looking at any like pattern stuff with it, you know, also really understanding what you're seeking with this work or seeking with these abilities and connecting with spirit. And I give some tips too of like how to go into it with an energy space that will be beneficial to you and spirit. And if you're working with clients or friends or whatever, them as well. So I do give some tips and things like that, but it's not an open circle where we're going to test your abilities and things like that. That's not what this workshop is about. This is really making it so if you're going to go and test your abilities, it doesn't feel like a down comforter when you connect with spirit. This is about knowing and really feeling confident in knowing that the veil is always thin and you are able to always use your gifts and you are able to communicate with spirits and that aspect of it. So I created this workshop. It sold out the last two times. There's still a few spots left this time. I like to keep the group small. If you cannot tune in live, if you purchase it, you will get a playback link along with the worksheets, and then you can have open communication with me via email if you have any questions. I do really like to keep them small though. So I won't be offering this specific workshop again, to my knowledge, to what I'm feeling called to. I'm kind of doing more in-depth work with this, with psychic abilities and psychic mediumship. I'm going to be doing more intense, I guess, but not like in a scary way, just kind of more hands-on, long-term, really getting into everything offering that I'll be launching the end of this week. So make sure to sign up for my new newsletter and follow me on Instagram, because I'll be updating there. But this is the last time I have any plans of hosting this workshop, at least for the next few months, at least for the rest of 2020. So if you want to explore those things, definitely seize this opportunity. The info is in my bio. I have a link tree. If you go to my personal Instagram, I have a link tree that you'll see, like virtual workshop for shadow work for psychic and psychic mediumship abilities. And you can go there and reserve your spot for this, because I just want to go deeper. And I'm really excited about this offering that I'm going to be launching that is, you know, it's kind of like a course that I wish, like this workshop, but it's more evolved, I guess, and more in depth, and we spend more time together. And I just really want to hold space, because I just feel this wave of so many people wanting to nurture their abilities and step into this more and be guided to this work more. So I'm really excited about that. But I want to wish everyone a happy and safe Halloween, or however you celebrate. Again, I kind of mix some of my cultural stuff and blend those two things, you know. However you celebrate this time of year, I just want to wish you a happy, safe celebration, holiday, connecting with your ancestors, crossover loved ones in spirit. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the week and weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Woo Woo Report. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Nicole Baron, NicoleBurron, to stay up to date on everything